Steve Lamson, Moto Concepts, product brand manager, product development manager. What's your title?
Officially, it's product promotional manager for the product side.
How's that going?
It's actually going good. We're really, you know, Mike put me in that position, took me off the managing side for the 2010 season. So I'm getting used to it. It's different for me. But I'm enjoying it a lot because I'm not traveling every weekend. I'm home, you know, kind of a little more of a family life now.
DV's into that grind now where you're home. You don't even unpack your bag. You just work a few days and then back on the road, right?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you got almost 30 races and you leave on Thursday, get home on Sunday, you're at the shop for 3 days and you're back on the road again almost every week. So I'll be doing little longer trips, you know, going to the amateur races, taking the motor home and then doing our display and selling product also.
How is the products doing, the mats and the stands and the steps and all that? How's that going?
Actually, it's going good. We kind of branched off into the RV side a little bit with our step and then doing like the moto pad, but a little bit smaller, like four squares.
Yep.
For underneath your steps going into your motorhomes. Yep. And that actually has been a really, really big hit right now.
Oh, so, cool.
That's been good. And obviously, we got a new moto pad coming out that's no assembly required, just folds up a little bit smaller, but durable also. And then obviously, our stands, I mean, our price point's so good on everything, and the quality is so good that we just need to get it out there, get people to understand how good it is.
Buy it. We just finished talking about how you just got on a bike for the first time in a long time. You rode a 450 shootout. How'd that go?
Yeah, we were just talking about that. I was really tired.
Really tired?
I think it was like the first day I rode, I went up and did that. Jimmy Lewis and those guys and Chris called me and said, hey, come on up and do it. And and I went for it, but it was a long day.
Yeah,
it's pretty tired. But it was fun, though, just getting on the bikes, riding all the bikes, just feeling the difference, you know, rather than just being on one brand all the time. So it was fun, though.
Now as a you know, former top rider, national champion, what's your thoughts on the season coming up? It's exciting, right?
It'll be interesting. It's probably going to be one of the most interesting seasons. I mean, we sat down at the shop the other day and like counted all the guys that are in 450 class and you're looking at 20 guys that are going to be good, you know. So it's going to be interesting. So I'm pretty pumped to still be part of the team a little bit, you know, working with the guys, and Villeman's doing a great job. So it'll be cool to be there, do some of the right go and help out a little bit.
Reunion of Team MDK Honda.
Yeah. Villeman was my first year, and he was on there with Nick Way. So it's kind of cool to be back, and he's really taken me in pretty good because I'm down at the shop every day dealing with the product stuff, and then I've been trying to help him out a little bit too. If he needs something, you know, you know, just let him concentrate on what he needs to concentrate on, and relieve him a little bit. So I'm just kind of floating around a little bit doing that. So.
Yeah. And as a former racer, what'd you always used to think coming into the first race, Supercross season? Did you ever think that you were ready, or was it always a case of the first race sneaking up on you? Like, no matter how much you trained and rode, you always that question in the air, huh?
You know what? To be honest with you, I mean, I always would come up like, yeah, am I really ready to go racing, you know? But I could look back at my career, to be honest with you, and I was talking to a couple of our riders the other day, and I said, you know what, your time span's so short in this industry.
Yeah.
You better do everything you can right now, and you're not going to regret it and look back after you're done racing and go, wow, I should have done this.
Right.
But that's one thing I could say. I was always prepared, and I did everything I could.
Yeah. And unless you take out Jeremy McGrath on purpose, like in 97.
Yeah. Intentionally took him out, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I know.
That race couldn't have got any worse for you as far as openers go. What was your best opener as a racer?
I mean, always Anaheim's, you know, but I was always never really that strong on Supercross, you know. I mean, I was always the top three guy, never won a race, but I've been on the podium plenty
of
times.
I like how you say you're never that strong, but you were on the podium 8 bajillion times.
Yeah, but I look back at it now and I go, man, I never won a Supercross either in the lights or 250 class, which is now the 450 class.
Yeah.
But either way, I mean, I fall back and look at myself on the outdoors. That was my strongest point.
Right.
And, you know, I came away and can actually say I won a couple championships. So it makes me feel pretty good
to
say that.
Yeah, I'd say so. And Motocross and Nations teams, and where can people go to learn more about Moto Concept products?
Just motoconcepts.com. I mean, we got to actually updating our website and doing all that kind of stuff. So we got a lot of new product out there, and we're going to be hitting up, obviously, all the Supercrosses outdoors and having a display that people can look at the product at the truck. And also, I'm going to be pretty much going to all the big amateur races and selling product and, you know, have the display trailer all set up and try to get it going.
And then one last question. When are we doing our podcast, Lammy? I'm putting you on the spot.
I'm ready right now. Let's go.
Can't do it now.
It only took like a year. I know. We are going to get it done the next couple days.
All right. Thanks, Lammy.
Thank you.